Fred Wurzel has excellent hearing, but he can't see. He can tell by the echo from his white cane when he's gotten to the edge of a building or the corner of a city block. And he knows cars by their engines.
See, that car, it's a little Tweety Bird under its hood. A loose belt or whatever it was. Now, there was a car going the other direction. That's probably a UPS truck.
But he can't hear hybrid cars, at least not until they're right at his feet. That's because the electric motor is very quiet. And when a hybrid comes to a stop, the engine shuts off.
If you don't know that there's a hybrid car there waiting, it may start turning, and you may step into its path and not even be aware that there's a car coming around.
Wurzel is president of the Michigan chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. He says the blind community wants some sound added back into hybrid vehicles.
Of course, I grew up in the 60s, so, you know, a nice Mustang or something like that would be good. But a sound that would let me know that the car is accelerating or the car is decelerating, whatever an ordinary vehicle would sound like.
Well, that's one idea. Patrick Nieshta has several ideas. He's a researcher at North Carolina State University. He tried out 18 different sounds on his test subjects. Everything from sirens to whistles to engine sounds.
I had a horn from the Beetle, so it's meep meep, and I would just get giggles from that.
But he says to make a quiet car safer, the sound needs to be continuous, like a traditional car. That means some sounds can get annoying really fast. Yeah, that's enough of that. Nieshta says that engine noise we heard earlier was one of people's favorites. They also liked white noise and the hum sound. He says that's because we're used to hearing those kinds of sounds when a car goes by. He says a sound added to a hybrid also has to be loud enough to be heard above lawnmowers and garbage trucks.
You want to make sure that noise is heard, especially by the blind, around corners, around objects. I mean, some of these sounds can get masked, and that's important information to know where an object or a vehicle is.
But some people are worried about adding sound to our cities and suburbs. They say they're already so noisy. Lotus Engineering says it has a solution for that. They added a four-cylinder engine sound to a Toyota Prius, but the volume's adjustable. Colin Peachy is an engineer with Lotus.
And we could set the sound to be higher in certain circumstances and, say, quieter in other circumstances. We could actually make the sound to be whatever level we fancied.
And you don't have to hear the sound inside the car. There's also a startup company in California, Enhanced Vehicle Acoustics. It's designing a similar system for hybrids. But it's not clear how soon quiet cars might start making noise. Spokespeople for Toyota and the Big Three say their companies are working on solutions. And some states and members of Congress have been talking about requiring hybrids to make some minimum level of sound. Then automakers will have to figure out exactly what a hybrid sounds like. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.